summarizing what was written here in the update about Comerun's hardware and software is receiving a major upgrade. If you can first talk about how big of an upgrade this is.
What we're doing is we are upgrading our hardware, all of our dedicated hardware. Now we have machines that run just Comerun. It will be replaced by more robust virtual machines. So we'll be operating in a virtual environment.
Translated then means what for those of us who receive Comerun orders?
Well, in all of this, the end user should see no change. It should be very transparent to them. What we have planned later on, I think you'll see some really good improvements that we have down the road for it.
So this is just the first step then?
This is the first step. Besides the hardware that will be operating in a virtual environment, the software will be upgraded to the latest vendor recommended release.
I'm going into my fourth year here, so from a historical standpoint, if you know, when did Comerun come into existence, and is this the biggest upgrade since that took place?
Comerun came into existence shortly after the tragedy at Virginia Tech. And as far as being the largest upgrade, we change vendors and we have been adding to the system. So this is one of several upgrades that have occurred.
And so in comparison to what's happened so far, how would this compare?
Well, it'll make us more rapid in our ability to get messages out. One of the new software capabilities that we are working toward is this new software will support a new free smartphone application for our Comerun residents, people that registered. And when approved, this will provide pop-up alert messages on registered smartphone devices. And it's different than text messaging or Twitter messages. And the vendor anticipates delivery of smartphone messaging through this app will be faster than text, for example.
And that's going to take place then after you take care of this hardware upgrade.
We've got to do these upgrades first. And then we are still testing that application and working with the vendor on it. This is something that we anticipate in the near future.
By the end of the calendar year?
I can't give you a date. We've been slipping on some dates, but as soon as we possibly can release it, as soon as we know for sure that it works well, then we can release it.
And obviously, you can't get the cart before the horse. It sounds like you have to get the hardware taken care of first, and then
yes,
you can add on to that.
Yes, yes, the hardware and the software. The new arrangement also will allow us to expand our desktop pop-up capabilities. These are pop-ups that appear on our users' desktop computer screens. And right now, we have around 10,000 computers available to receive the pop-ups, and that we can expand to 50,000.
So this feature is currently capped then?
Yes, right now we're at about a max of 10,000.
And how many are currently subscribed in one form or another to Comerun?
As of April 25th, the Comerun registrants were 52,469.
That can be broken down to how many that have some sort of direct affiliation with campus, be it a student or an employee, versus those of us like me who are off campus and don't have an official connection to the university?
The 52,469 is only people that have an affiliation with the university. The way that we alert the people that are, say, off campus people is we have Twitter and we have SMS for them. Right now, following on Twitter is 18,682. So there are two ways to do Twitter. One is to have a Twitter account. And the other is you can enroll through what's called Fast Follow, and you don't have to have a Twitter account. And our Comerun site will walk anyone through that on how to sign up for either one of those.
Between the two, you've got 71,000. That's a pretty daunting number.
Well, it is. I expect, though, that a number of these are duplicated. For example, it's not unusual to have someone that is enrolled in Comerun to receive all or to have all of the methods.
Better safe than sorry.
Yes, and you know, we're trying, if we can just get one through to people on one method or another, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Two is better than one, and it just gives us some redundancy in the system.
Is there anything else that listeners might be interested in knowing as y'all are going through this process?
Well, just that we continue to look for ways to improve the system and to make sure that when you know that it works.
Which is obviously the purpose of what y'all are doing on Friday.
Yes, that's why we test it. We test it basically on a monthly basis, except for we only test once in November and December. But other than that, we test on the last Friday of every month.
This additional test, then, was there any intentional timing with this, with the end of the spring semester, where maybe y'all are a little bit less busy?
Yes, we wanted to test at a time when we were less busy. That's correct. We don't anticipate testing at the end of this month because of this test.
And then it'll go back as scheduled at the end of June, then?
Yes.